Blog Talk Radio.
Can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, that do hunger and they thirst after righteousness. That is concerning righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Bible says they shall be filled. Those who are seeking after righteousness, praise God. He says they shall be filled. Verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. In order to get mercy, you've got to give. Praise God. He says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be qualified to receive or obtain mercy. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are those who are pure in heart. They shall see God. What a wonderful blessing. That those that are pure in heart shall see God. Those individuals that are pure in heart shall see God. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children. Who are the true children of God? The Bible says the peacemakers. They shall be called. Praise God. People are going to recognize who you are because of how you act. That is your attitude. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Verse 4, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye, he goes on to say in verse 11, when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. It won't really have a true leg to stand on. He said, but they'll say all manner of evil against you falsely. And he said, it's for my sake. They're going to say it for the sake of Christ. They're not coming against you, the Bible says. The Lord says, it's me they're really coming against. And because we stand for Christ, they're coming against us, not before us, but because we stand for him. Praise the Lord. He says they're going to say all manner of evil. But then he comes back and says, blessed are you when men shall do these things unto you. Rejoice, he goes on to say in verse 12, and be exceedingly glad. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why? For great is your reward in heaven. Great. Praise God. Great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So persecuted they the prophets. We're not the only one going through a little something, beloved. There are those men and women that went before us. There's been other saints. We're not the first generation of believers. There were other saints that went before us, and they had to go through some things for the sake of Christ. And because we stood for God the way today we're standing for God, there's some things that we got to go through. But the Bible says, rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. We're talking today about God's system of ethics. God's system of ethics, praise God. That is your attitude, praise God. It does matter, praise God. The blessedness of how we act, how we carry ourselves as the people of God and as the children of God, it does matter. The rewards that come through doing the things that God requires that says dictates whether we have the things that God indeed says that we can have. He goes on to say that it is so important. Jesus is teaching in order for you to operate in the kingdom, this is how you must carry yourself. It's not optional, saints of God, but is indeed recommended. It is imperative. It is important, praise God, that we carry forth these characteristic traits in order to be called the people, the children of God. It is God's system of ethics, praise God. Jesus began his sermon with words that seemed to contradict each other, but God's way of living usually contradicts the world's. I hope somebody is listening to me this morning. God's way of living always contradicts the world's. We see things in one way, God sees it in another. We're reminded in Isaiah 55 and 8, God reminding us that your thoughts are not my thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. They are as high as the heavens are above the earth. In other words, we're going east and God's going west. We'll never be thinking about what God's thinking about. We'll never do things the way God would do them. And certainly the way God does a thing is not the way you and I would do them, because his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. It seems like God's way of living, it contradicts the world's. If you want to live for God, you must be ready to say and do what seems strange to the world. But remember, he said, you are a peculiar people. The world's not going to understand you. They're not going to receive things the way you receive. They don't know what you know. They don't know who you know. They don't stand in the conviction of the word and will of God that we stand in. So we're going to seem strange to the world. But we must be willing, saints of God, we must be willing to give when others take, to love when others hate, to help when others abuse. By giving up your own rights in order to serve others, you will one day receive everything God has in store for you. Oh, praise the Lord. There are at least four ways to understand the Beatitudes. And I like the Bible classifies this particular section in Matthew 5, 1 through 12 as the Beatitudes. This is what should be our attitude. Not optional, saints of God. This should be your attitude in the kingdom of God. You can't come into the kingdom taking your own perspective, taking your own system of ethics, your own way of doing things, because there is a system of ethics already in place. There are four ways in which to understand the Beatitudes. Number one, they are a code of ethics for the disciples and a standard of conduct for all believers. They're a code of ethics for the disciples of Christ. If we want to be a disciple of his, you've got some things you've got to do to be called a disciple. And it is a standard of conduct for everyone that calls themselves a believer in Christ. Number two, they contrast kingdom values, that is what is eternal, with worldly values, that is what is temporal. Number three, they contrast the superficial faith of the Pharisees with the real faith that Christ demands. Praise God. He says, unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, he says, you cannot enter in. We have to exceed, praise God, what those sects did, how they operated. Unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, he says, you cannot enter in, praise God. And so number four, also, they show how the Old Testament expectations will be fulfilled in the new kingdom, praise God. The Old Testament expectations, how they are fulfilled, will be fulfilled in the new kingdom. These Beatitudes are not multiple choice, saints of God. They're not multiple choice. That is, pick what you like and leave the rest. But they must be taken as a whole. I like that. They have to be. You can't take the part that you like and discard the rest. You must take them in their entirety, because they are a system. Praise God. It's God's system of ethics. Praise God. You got to take the entire system to operate in the family of God. If you just take part of it, it's not good enough. Somebody once declared 99 and a half just won't do. You got to go 100. And so it is with God's system of ethics. Is we cannot take the part that we like and discard the rest. But this system of God, they describe what we should be like as Christ's followers. As followers of Christ, we have to take on the character of Christ. And as our example, he showed us how that we should carry ourselves as disciples of his in the world. We've left to be the ambassadors of Christ in the world, and as such, we are the light of the world, and we're the salt of the earth. It's so important, saints of God. Each beatitude tells us how to be blessed by God. Blessed means more than happiness. It implies the fortunate or the enviable state of those who are in God's kingdom, and I hope we're hearing that, those who are in his kingdom. We're not talking about operating as just people of God here in the earth, but we are in the kingdom of God. The kingdom covers the entire globe. The kingdom of God goes beyond the earth. That thing, God, he said, other sheep that I have that are not of this fold, that thing worshiping God, beloved, that are not even human. The Bible speaks of four beasts that are about the throne of God. And so there are things, praise God, in the kingdom. Hallelujah. We have to be aware of the fact that those who are in God's kingdom, the Beatitudes don't promise laughter, pleasure, or earthly prosperity. Being blessed, hear me well, being blessed by God means the experience of hope. Don't speak specifically to promising laughter or pleasure always or earthly prosperity, but being blessed by God means to experience hope and joy, and which is independent of outward circumstances. Praise God. It does not matter what's happening outward. Real joy is the fact that we still have a hope. Praise God. We still have an expectation, praise God, of the blessedness of God. Hallelujah. Glory unto his name. To find hope and joy, the deepest form of happiness, we have to follow Jesus no matter what the cost. I need to say that again. To find hope and joy, that is real joy, praise God, the deepest form of happiness, we must follow Jesus no matter what the cost. With Jesus' announcement that the kingdom was near, that is in chapter 4, verse 17 reference, people were naturally asking, how do I qualify to be in God's kingdom? Jesus said that God's kingdom is organized differently from worldly kingdoms. In the kingdom of heaven, wealth, power, and authority are unimportant. Hear me, praise God. I know I need to say that again. In the kingdom of heaven, wealth, power, and authority are unimportant. Kingdom people seek different blessings and benefits, and they have different attitudes. Are your attitudes a carbon copy of the world's selfishness and pride and lust for power, or do they reflect the humility and the self-sacrifice of Jesus, your King? Oh, glory. When given us the right attitude, the right mindset concerning how we ought to operate in the kingdom, Jesus goes on, and I'll read very briefly in Matthew chapter 5, further along in the chapter, verse 38 to 48, gives us the correct posture and the correct attitude we should have in the kingdom. It's in red, so it is the Lord's. Speaking, Matthew 5:38 says, you have heard that it had been said, an eye for an eye, that's the world's way, that's the world's standard, and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus said, I say unto you, what I'm telling you, in other words, he says, that you must resist, that you resist not evil. That you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite you on the right cheek, you can't avoid evil practices. And we live in a world trying to live righteously in an unrighteous world. We're trying to be light in a world filled with darkness. So we cannot stop the unrighteous acts of men, things that will take care. He says, in the world, are you in the world? He says, in the world, you shall have tribulations. But change your mindset, change your attitude. Be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. He said, I overcame it. If we do what God did, we can have the things that God says that we can have. And so he tells us, you can't resist the evil in the world, but one thing we can do, he says, if they do things to you, he says, if they smite you on the right cheek, turn the left one to them also. And if any man will sue you at the court of law, take away your eye of covering, he says, let him have your cloak also. If he take your coat, let him have your shirt also. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And whosoever shall compel you, he said, that they make you go 1 mile, he said, then go 2. Glory to God. Give to him that asks you, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. He said, you have heard it's been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy, that is the world's way. But what does God say? He says, but I say unto you, O glory, unto the name of the Lord. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. He says, that ye may be what? The children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, he says, what reward do you really have? Do not even the publicans the same? Don't even the publicans do the same? The sinners, they love them that love them. You're not doing anything more than them. He says, what is the reward? Praise the Lord. He says in verse 47, if you salute your brothers only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans, the sinners, do the same. But be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, perfect in this sense, praise God, is not flawlessness, saints of God. Men and women of God, when God speaks of perfection in the Bible, he's talking about spiritual maturity. It is moving from a basic level to the next level of understanding. Of understanding that I cannot do what everybody else does if I want to have what God says that everybody else will not have, because they're not willing to do those things that it takes to receive. We've got to be a different kind of personality in this world, and God calls us to do those things that seems inconvenient. The world won't do them. The world can't do them because they're not willing, praise God. But he says there's a difference to those that are in the kingdom. Finally, Jesus said to rejoice when we are persecuted for our faith. Persecution can be good because, one, it takes our eyes off earthly rewards. Two, it strips away our superficial beliefs. Sometimes we're believing things and thinking things that God did not mean and God did not say. Number three, it strengthens our faith, or the faith of those who endure. He says, once you come out of it, you come out stronger, having been through some things, and God delivered you out of those things. And like the hallmark of faith, they went through it, but God delivered them out of them, and by faith. Glory to God. They subdued kingdoms by faith. They were delivered from the mouths of lions by faith. Praise God. They overcame all types of obstacles because of their faith. And number four, our attitude through it, as we're going through things, our attitude serves as an example for others to follow. You're light, praise God. He says, you're light. You're the light of the earth. Of the world and the salt of the earth. You're like a city on a hill, and you cannot be hid. Somebody's watching. Somebody's taking notes. And he says you will be an example for others to follow. We can only be comforted knowing that God's greatest prophets were also persecuted. Individuals such as Elijah, Jeremiah, and Daniel. Praise God. The fact that we are being persecuted proves that we have been faithful. The enemy ain't trying to mess with those that are going in the same direction. But I would to God that you would understand, oh saint of God, that if you take a stand for God, the enemy is most assuredly going to come at you, because the Bible says those that will look godly will suffer persecution. And there are many, 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 many other places in the Word, praise God. And we don't have time today. He said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And so we learn in Scripture that there are things we're going to suffer because we stand for God in this world. Faithless people would be unnoticed. Nobody takes attention to the faithless people, but those who make a stand, praise God, those are the individuals that wind up praise God, being in the spotlight, because the enemy now is turning attention on somebody's watching him, and God is using it all that he may get glory. Praise God, through the things that we suffer. In the future, God will reward the faithful by receiving them into his eternal kingdom, where there is no more persecution. Jesus just simply said, beloved, to us, and he still says, allow it to be so right now. Praise God. There are many things we must suffer, but he said, allow it to be so. For in the end, what is right, I will repay. Praise God. God is going to reward us for our faithfulness while here on earth. But we're reminded today that there is a system of ethics in the kingdom of God. Praise God.
Thank you for that word here in the studio today, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom of Justice, and God's Anointed Ministry. And we are now down to our commercial break here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio.
To deal with your marital issue? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a Self-Help Tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And we're now down to the last few minutes of the radio segment here on Real Talk. You have the opportunity in this time and in this season to avail yourself to the man of God's website information for his various ministries. And that website is www.godsanointedministries.com. www.godsanointedministries.com. And you can assist the man of God in this time and in this season with monetary donations, as well as give him your feedback and recommendations for upcoming shows for the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. You can also avail yourself to monetary donations to assist the man of God as he expands into global and international ministry, as well as for his radio and upcoming television segments. And once again, the website is www.godsanointedministries.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk segment here today in the studio. This is Glenda Fields, your host on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Silence speaks here in the great unseen, here when the answer's out of reach. Here I will break my heart, here I will brave the dark, here find you singing over me. I am you.